Spike Lee joint. And this can't be a true story, can it? Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and movies get better. The show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? So welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for participating in this latest episode and leaving your comments. We are back talking about the best movies of the year. So last time, we discussed Sorry to Bother You, a movie by rapper activist Boots Riley. It's a really big, ambitious movie by a first-time feature filmmaker. It's fun. It's crazy. It's a movie with a lot to say. So check out Sorry to Bother You. But this week we have something else, a Spike Lee joint called Black Klansman. The concept is simple. A black man infiltrates the KKK. It's a high concept idea that should probably never take off as a Hollywood script. However, the kicker is, it's a true story. So John David Washington stars as Ron Stallworth, the first African-American cop to join his police department in Colorado. Via a series of phone calls, he persuades the local KKK goons to let him join. Of course, eventually that becomes a problem when he has to meet with him face to face, and that's where Adam Driver comes in. So co-produced by Jordan Peele, Spike Lee brings us this dark, dare I say comedy, that may be one of the best films of the year. Spike Lee has a history of ups and downs with films, no doubt one of the best filmmakers working today, but also he's had a few duds along the way. So with Black Klansman, he's back on the scene, and maybe even the awards scene. So Lee is not known for his subtlety, though. Jordan Peele, you know, like I said, is one of the forces that got this movie made. He got Spike Lee on board, and Peele coming out to this huge success with Get Out, a film full of metaphors and analogies and symbolism, a film worth watching multiple times just to check these things out. Those metaphors don't exist in Black Klansman. It's a film with no hidden messages. It's blatant. It's obvious. And Spike Lee wants to be absolutely clear of the purpose of this movie. Maybe even to a fault. But it still makes for a great movie. Some of the finer moments of this director's work is in this film are when he cuts back and forth at the rituals and discussions with the various groups. One scene in particular captures a horrific story told by Harry Belafonte, while at the same time we see this initiation of new members, including our own main character, into the Klan. It's moving, it's uncomfortable, as it should be. So as mentioned, the film stars John David Washington, son of Denzel, as Ron Stallworth. Washington's not been in a lot of big movies yet. He's best known for his work in HBO's Ballers and other small supporting roles in Denzel's movies. But he held his own in a big movie like this, but there was also very little sort of emotional weight for him to carry, so it was a good movie for him to be in. But that being said, Adam Driver, on the other hand, had a much bigger arc. His performance, although subtle, was one that he constantly does over and over again and does so well from movie to movie. So with Black Klansman, Spike Lee managed to balance a line between horrible stories of lynching and cross-burning, but somehow mix it in comedy. So that shift back and forth in the hands of a less competent director would not have worked. Even on paper, it sounds dicey. But that's what Spike Lee does. He makes you laugh, even if it's uncomfortable, an uncomfortable laugh. So it's said a good movie will make you laugh and cry. I can tell you, I laughed multiple times. And I even looked around and wondered if it was okay to laugh at a few scenes. But by the end of this movie, I was drowning in tears. So I did laugh and I did cry. Black Klansman may not be the movie that everyone wants to see, but it's certainly a movie we all need to see. So Black Klansman is history. It's in our past, but Spike Lee's point is clear. It's here. It's now. It's all around us. So let's quickly run through the current top 10 movies of 2018 so far. Let's see where Black Klansman fits. Number 10, Thoroughbreds. Number 9, Tully. Number 8, Annihilation. Number 7, A Quiet Place. And sitting at number 6, Black Klansman. Almost cracking the top 5, but not quite. Number 5, Leave No Trace. A very moving movie that gets better with age for me. 4, Won't You Be My Neighbor, the Mr. Rogers documentary. 3, Black Panther, of course. Number 2, Paddington 2, was my number 1 for most of the year until 8th grade, the current number 1. So please check out 8th grade in your local theater before it's gone. It's definitely worth checking out. Thanks again for continuing to participate. Like, share, comment, review. Let me know your thoughts. As always, you can find this podcast on all the major channels. Check it out. Subscribe. Find more reviews and movies discussion on ellisonmovies.com. I look forward to talking with you soon. Until then, I'll see you in the theater.